Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The animals are found in unnatural positions and drained entirely of blood. Colby Marshall. Welcome to Grimly.
Do you want to hear the sound I did when I was playing with the thing?
Yes.
Well, I should be using sound effects way more frequently.
Just the sound.
Can you find like a sound that we can use every time we for a broad sound effect?
But they don't always deserve applause.
Oh, okay.
Well, mostly they do.
Yeah.
We'll have to figure this out.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll think of some sounds too.
Isn't there like a sound bite of the person saying abroad?
Maybe. Yeah, you can probably just cut us saying it.
Yeah, maybe that.
That's true.
Right.
I love it.
Or like, yeah, we need someone with a thick, thick Italian accent.
That's true.
Saying that. That'd
so
be
like,
perfect.
Actually, I want to have a little part. Listen, I don't know much about podcasts, but I do. I'm a huge fan of podcasts.
Yes.
And two things. One, I have to give a shout to Behind the Bastards, who's doing an episode, like a series about Oprah.
Yeah, I saw that.
Okay, it's good.
Is it? Okay.
Yes, because it's like, is she or isn't she?
Oh, okay. It's a little bit, we don't actually know she's a bastard.
Which is sometimes the case.
Yeah. I think the Bill Gates one felt like very similar in that sense.
Okay.
Because there was a couple.
It's been a while since I've listened.
We listened to that in Utah. Do you remember that? On like, we were driving to
Zion. Yes.
Yeah.
He does one on Elon, which I'm going to have to go back and listen to.
Yeah. It's a good time to update it.
Maybe.
At some point, I feel like.
It's a good time to go back and listen.
Yeah.
But anyway.
No, I love that podcast. Good. He, that guy, he has just like the most research ever.
I know. Very, I mean, he's like a journalist.
He's a journalist. Yeah, it makes
fantastic.
Sense. Like, I do have to sometimes take a step away from that podcast because I'm like, fuck, is everyone awful? You know?
Yeah.
Like, but yeah, I haven't listened to the Oprah one yet,
so
but
good.
I'm going to. I caught up on And That's What We Drink when I was on my road trip.
Okay. Yeah, I don't listen to that one actively.
No.
Or at all.
We have a similar vibe to them.
Okay.
I will say that right now. That's like a little bit, they talk a lot more than we do though.
Okay.
Like, most of their episodes are like over 2 hours long.
Oh, okay.
Because they're just chit-chatting.
Sure.
Wow. Before they start.
It's fun. I don't mind it. Like,
it's a good road trip podcast.
Yeah.
And they do, like, one of them does like a spookier paranormal type of story, and the other one does a true crime story.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, fun.
They're very unserious, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, I think if you like this podcast, you like them, I guess.
Sure.
Plug them, even though they don't need it.
I know. It's just
yeah. You gotta give credit where credit is due.
Well, speaking of sounds, True Crime Obsessed does a garbage bell every time there's like a garbage person, and I'll just be like ding whenever they're talking about somebody who's trash. And I really like that.
That's good. We need like that. Yeah, garbage. Yeah. Okay, we'll think of some sounds. We'll brainstorm some sounds.
I was like, how fun.
But yeah, I was like, oh, there's a sad trombone on this thing.
Is there an opportunity to use the sad trombone in this episode?
Maybe.
I'm going to think of it. What button is it?
It's the C.
Okay. Yeah. I might just surprise you.
Just a surprise trombone moment.
Okay, pulse enough that I can reach it.
If you need to.
Which I pushed the wrong button and it's like applause at like the most awful inopportune time.
Also seems par for the course.
Totally. Totally. It's very professional.
Yes, we are. So professional.
Speaking of, welcome to Grimly.
Hi, I am Missy.
And I'm Meg.
It was funny, last night I was talking to a coworker at my other job. My
lady is busy.
Half job. I only work there one day a week. It's a bit... so stupid.
No, you should not have given me this sound.
No, I shouldn't. We won't have a sound bad.
The shittiest producer.
Carry on.
All right, your second job.
He asked me, he's like, oh, you have a podcast? I didn't know that. He's like, what's a good episode to start with? And I was like, 38.
Yeah, you could just always just start with the newest.
We're on episode 48.
Yeah, okay.
But he was like, oh, it's like, why 38? I'm like, I don't know. It just was the number that came to my brain.
Yeah, I was like, don't start from the beginning.
Yeah.
Just don't.
Just give us some grace. The first, like, 15 episodes. We had that shitty little Yeti mic.
I do feel like the mics helped quite a bit.
Yeah, definitely upped our game.
Yeah, we weren't both just hovering over one
little dinky mic. Yeah. We stepped our pussies up. That's lack of a better word. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I was like, I'm 38, which is the, what was that one? Oh, it was the guy that went missing in Mount Rainier.
Oh, that's a good one.
He's like, oh, gird your loins.
Yeah, he was like looking it up.
He's like, what the fuck? Like, you'll get if you listen.
How funny.
Yeah. Huh. So, yeah. He's like, I'm really looking forward to diving into your psyche. I was like, oh,
that's what I'm saying.
That's a scary place.
It's just a very vulnerable place to be.
It really is.
And here we are.
We're still doing it.
Oh my God.
Also, it is still your birthday.
Pretend
2 weeks of birthdays, yes.
Happy birthday.
That should have been the sound. That should have been on here today. Damn it. Oh, well. It's that trombone. Could have been right there.
What are we talking about today?
Okay, so today we are going to be doing a cryptid.
I love a cryptid.
I know you do.
I don't know why.
They're just funny.
They're so stupid.
They are. So we have done... We did Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm.
We did
Mothman.
And we did...
We got tits and ass.
Oh my God. Wow. Good job.
It makes no sense unless you listen to them.
You're right. What's the... Oh, we did Loch Ness Monster. That was the other one we did.
Oh, yeah. We like Nessie.
Yeah, we did Nessie. Cool. Yeah. And so...
That one is a classic. I think that the world just loves... Nessie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Beloved.
Yes. I think Nessie has less nefarious stuff around her. It's pretty wholesome compared to...
It's never scared anybody.
No. It's just a thing in the water.
Mm-hmm.
So today...
Okay.
Do you want to guess?
I'm like, it could be Chupacabra. Is it Chupacabra?
It's Chupacabra. Okay. Yeah. I was like, okay, this is like the top, the big four, right?
Okay. I was like, the skinwalker...
We've already had this conversation.
I'm afraid of it.
Is a skinwalker a cryptid?
I feel like it is.
Okay.
But I don't know. There's probably lore. I mean, it's just scary.
Yeah, we will.
People are like truly afraid of.
We will eventually get there.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
Chupacabra.
Yeah, it's something I feel like I need.
Trip south of the border.
Yeah, I feel like it's something I need for skinwalkers. Is something I need to like really dive into.
Sure. Yeah.
So I need like some depth.
That's true.
Some time.
Yeah,
to
agree.
Do that one. But yeah. So today we are going to be talking about El Chupacabra.
Love it. Okay. Cool.
Okay. So we're going to start in late February 1975.
Okay.
In Puerto Rico.
Okay.
So in
America. The island.
Yeah. The island.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know, me either. Farmers in a small town in Moca, Puerto Rico, begin reporting to police of a disturbing and odd death of their livestock.
Uh-huh.
The report includes 15 cows, 3 goats, 2 geese, and 1 pig that all have peculiar puncture marks on their bodies, and the animals are completely drained of their blood.
That's so weird.
It's so weird. So please chalk this up to it being like wild dogs in the area that are attacking and draining the livestock, but most of the farmers of the town of Moca kind of call bullshit because dogs don't do that.
Right. No.
Yeah. Right. It's just like, it seems like they just didn't really want to deal with it.
Yeah. I mean, listen, you have a job to do every day.
Yeah.
And then suddenly, what the fuck is this?
You're like, what am I supposed to do with this?
And you can't really solve it.
No.
Because it makes no sense.
Unless you catch it. Right. Yeah. A week later, after the first instance, another farmer reports a death of one of his cows where there are 2 puncture marks in its skull,
with scratches around it, and it has been completely drained of blood again.
How does one know if something is completely drained of blood?
I feel like it'd be pretty obvious.
Is there blood on the ground?
I think the lack of blood would be your drained of blood.
Got it. Okay. So right? You would expect it to be bloody, or you're like doing something to dispose of the body.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just hard for me to understand.
Like a little shriveled, maybe?
Shriveled. Okay.
Right. Yeah. In like gray?
Like us before the masks.
Just a little bit. You before the mask. I took mine off too quickly. I couldn't shriveled. Do it.
It's like that weird flappy nose thing was just like, it was so distracting.
I could not do it. Okay. So March 15th, 1975, another farmer reports that 34 of his chickens have been killed in the same way.
Oh my God.
With two puncture marks and being drained of blood.
Mm.
I think also if there's no blood at the scene mm-hmm. of the deaths, it's probably an indicator.
Did we do a cow episode? Sometimes I get confused about, did we talk about it or did I hear someone else talking about it on the pod about cow deaths? Mysterious. You would immediately say yes.
If I don't think so.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna have to figure out where I heard that and we'll send it to you because that was pretty crazy.
Okay. So with these 34 chickens, this takes the count to 90 dead animals within 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So we started in February, now we're in March, early March. So 90 dead animals in this town of Moca is mm-hmm. significant, especially completely. For these farmers because it's their livelihoods, right?
Yeah. One hungry
thing, mm-hmm. right? March 18th, 1975, a farmer named Hector Vega finds two of his goats drained of blood as well with puncture marks in their necks. The next day on March 19th, Hector finds 7 of his goats have been injured, 10 of his goats are missing, and 10 were dead. So it's like 17.
And it's 27. All kinds of animals.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Once again, with the puncture marks and being drained of blood.
Okay. And the puncture marks are just like any old place?
They're usually in the neck.
Okay.
Yeah. They're usually in the neck or in the skull.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The neck is just like a very different place than the skull.
Yeah. The skull is like what fucking gnarly.
What are you drilling into?
The brain?
I don't, like, how?
I don't know.
Okay, what is
the... I'm not Chupacabra. I couldn't tell you.
Got it, okay, all right, okay. I'm ready to believe that it's aliens before right? I'm ready to believe that it's a Chupacabra.
Right. A local newspaper gets wind of what is happening, and they post an article calling the creature El Vampiro de Moca, a.k.a. Mm-hmm. the Vampire of Moca. A picture... of the article. It's okay. All the farmers like holding guns or like ready to go like find this thing mm-hmm. that's killing all their livestock. I mean, sure. It's their livelihoods, right?
Totally. They look like they are a band. Oh, they a could bit. Be a band.
Yeah. It, like they could be carrying a guitar mm-hmm. instead of a gun. If I was better at Photoshop, I could do that, but I can't.
Cool shit. Is what I'm saying?
They're ready to fuck some shit up, mm-hmm. honestly. And I would too. Mm-hmm. I mean, as much as I don't want to hurt an animal, but farmers are a different breed.
Yeah, I mean, it's like,
yeah. Yeah, do something, right?
100%.
Yeah. An investigation is launched by the Senate Agricultural Commission into what could be killing all of these animals. So a herpetologist.
What's a herpetologist?
It's a person who studies reptiles.
Huh.
Not someone who studies.
Herpes.
I saw that. I was like, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
We need both.
We are fucking children here.
To be fair, we need both.
Yeah. So this herpetologist, the same Dr. Juan Riviero, he joins the investigation from the Senate Agricultural Commission, and he's going to see if there's any local reptiles in the area that could be responsible for these attacks. So the only reptile in the area that he thinks could have done this is a Puerto Rican boa.
Oh, a boa?
A boa.
Okay. So, I don't think they have the teeth like that.
We're going to get into it. Okay. Yeah.
I'm not a herpetologist, but no. I wouldn't have guessed boa constrictor.
No, but you have herpes.
Sorry. Don't go slurring you like that.
So stupid.
Listen, I don't have herpes, but I will say that many people live with herpes these days, and it's there's like all kinds of medication.
95% of the population, I'm pretty sure.
What?
Yeah.
What?
What do you mean some cold versions?
Sores. Oh. I've never had a cold sore.
Oh. I've had one.
But that is slightly different than what we're talking about.
Yeah.
But I do think that people are able to live with genital herpes and have mostly normal lives.
Yeah, and they usually go, it usually goes dormant.
Yeah, and they take medication, and it's like...
We're not here to slander people.
And you can have safe sex, I think.
Yeah, totally. And we're not here to slander. It's just funny. Sorry.
Anyways,
yeah.
I laughed.
These boas, they get about 6 feet in length and generally feed on small rodents. But the thought was maybe that there was an abnormally large one in the area.
A prolific. No.
And it
cows
was
cows and goats?
Uh-huh. Yeah, and it was like the thing causing all the havoc, right? But, like you just said,
they don't have fucking fangs.
These snakes don't suck blood. They also don't have fangs. And, like, they don't, so they're not venomous.
Yeah, they don't, yeah.
Yeah, so they have the fangs that make the puncture wounds. Also, there was never any evidence found of a
snake. It's not like they can kill a bunch of animals and just get away quickly. Do you know what I mean? They're not exactly, like, speed demons.
No, they're not. It's not like a viper. A viper can be pretty fast when it strikes, but...
Yeah, this is not...
Mm-mm. No, I don't equate a boa constrictor to quick.
No.
I think they're just slow in... They eat the thing and it takes it forever to digest. Like, why would a snake be killing 90 animals in 2 weeks?
Not a chance.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Obviously, this is not the culprit, right?
Wow, this is more boa constrictors. My God.
Sorry, guys.
They're like, what did I do?
They're like, what the fuck, man?
How did I get brought into
They're
this?
Like, why are you slandering my ass?
You know someone killed a bunch of them, too. Just like,
I know.
For the hell of it.
So sad. In a nearby cave, a group of odd bats... is how they described it, were discovered. So they thought that maybe...
Got it, okay.
But it was determined that these bats were fruit bats.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have... They don't suck blood.
Mm-mm.
Popular opinion.
No.
Yeah.
They're just like winged puppies.
Yeah, they really are.
Cute.
Bats are cute.
They are cute in a scary, weird way.
Yeah.
I don't want to touch it, but I can...
appreciate.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You see a video, you're like, okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty cute.
Like a weird... That is a cryptid. Speaking of, like, those fucking giant fruit bats.
They are weird, yeah.
They're huge.
The huge ones are like, whoa.
I don't like it, but...
It's like a narwhal. You're like,
yes.
How are you fucking real?
Where did you come from?
No.
Yes.
You can't be a thing here, totally. Right? Yeah, no, I agree. It's like, why do we even have cryptids? We have fucking narwhals and giant fruit bats.
Yeah,
like,
platypus.
Yeah,
and a platypus.
Mm-hmm. Like...
Anteaters, actually, you could belong in those.
Yeah, a huge fucking spiders in Australia.
Oh, God.
Those things are crazy. Anyways, okay. Uh-huh. Coconut crabs. Sorry. Okay. Now I'm just listing off animals.
Okay, so we're veering off course now.
Spiders. We're really getting off course. Okay, so by July 1975, the killing of the livestock stopped completely without explanation in the town of Moka.
Okay.
So it just stopped, and no one knows why.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to fast forward 20 years later to March 1995. So 60 miles from Moka, in the towns of Orokovis and Morovis, livestock once again begins to be killed in a weird way, with their blood being drained out of presumably two puncture wounds. So it's like it's starting again 60 miles away. We're still in Puerto Rico. So veterinarian Carlos Soto examines 8 animals, including sheep, dogs, chickens, and seemingly the thing that the animals like favoriting is goats.
Okay.
The first weird thing that he notices is that even though the animals have been dead for 12 hours, there is no sign of rigor mortis.
Huh.
Which is weird. But like maybe that's because there's no blood. I don't know. I don't know anything about that stuff. Okay. So each animal has been killed instantly with 2 deep puncture wounds, and the puncture wounds themselves start at the right side of the neck and reach up into the brain.
What?
Yeah. That's a fucking long
This is thing. A fucking alien. This is not an animal. What the hell?
That is crazy.
Yeah.
So the wounds themselves were about the same size of the diameter of a drinking straw.
Like I have no words. I'm like, it's like some kind of creepy... alien bug, potentially. I don't know. I'm just like
a Men in Black.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the hell could do something like that? Okay.
It's fucking creepy.
All right. I'm really I'm usually not in it with you. I feel like I'm very much in it.
The fuck?
I know.
48 episodes later?
No, I'm just like usually, huh, whatever. Like,
oh my God. And you're so like, stupid.
I'm on the ride with you. And what the hell could this be?
Wow. Well, at least we still show up even though you believe anything I say, I guess. Jesus. And this is where the name El Chupacabra, aka the goat sucker, emerges.
Okay.
And you know what, something I thought about the other day? Chupacabra and Chalupa? Very similar name.
I don't want to know why.
I mean, sure. That's a conspiracy theory right there.
I love a chalupa.
I do.
A little fat little taco. I do love it.
Fat little taco. And that might be the name of the episode.
That sounds like we're talking about something else.
Maybe we are. Okay, so up to this moment.
Pussies. That's what I. I can't. She's taking the sounds away from me after today.
Oh my God.
Okay, go on.
I'm crying. Okay. Up to this moment, no one claims.
You said fat little talk. I mean, I did, but.
Don't gaslight me.
I'm like, you did this. Yeah. You did this.
You started this. Oh, I'm crying.
Okay, all right. Okay. Chupacabra is an animal and not a fat little taco, which is delicious
in whatever form.
Yeah.
Whatever form you can get it.
Damn it.
Okay. Ooh, get it together. Okay. Up to this moment, no one claims to have witnessed the animal that is doing all of this. That is until a woman named Madeline Tolinto claims to have seen the creature outside of her home walking on the sidewalk.
Wow, okay.
So this is what Madeline described it looking as. A body of a kangaroo without a tail.
All right.
Is that a person? And it was walking on its hind legs like a human.
Okay.
The creature had two thin arms with three fingers and three toes.
Uh-huh.
It also had slanted red eyes.
Oh.
That went up to its temples and like spread around to the back of its head.
It's giving alien.
Mm-hmm. It didn't have ears.
Okay.
It had two small holes for nostrils and feather spikes down its back.
Feather spikes?
Mm-hmm. And she does a sketch and...
I could not know what the fuck Madeline did when she saw whatever this was. Because that's a paradigm shifting image.
So this is the sketch she did. I am thoroughly impressed by this sketch because I could not do this if I was just like sketching the thing.
Okay. Oh, that's a fucking alien.
That is definitely a fucking alien.
Yeah, it looks like a gray.
Yeah.
Okay, this is honestly the only thing that accurately describes what could have happened. So does it have, it must have fangs or something?
I'm assuming.
Because I don't see like, any evidence.
Maybe they go retract and come
strange.
Out.
Strange.
Yeah.
Fuck. I'm not saying she did or didn't see it. I'm just saying that's not an animal. And that could reasonably
be
do what you've described.
Yeah, yeah. And we'll get into it later.
Yeah, I don't think it looks like that. It's not the image that I think of.
Exactly, and we'll get into that. After Madeline's sketch started coming forward with their own accounts of seeing this creature. So most of the general descriptions were the same, although some claimed that the creature had bat-like wings, and it smelled of sulfur, and it had, like, scales.
Okay. When the sulfur thing comes up in, like...
demonology.
Yeah, it comes up a lot in interdimensional beings, if you will.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, true. In March of 1996, a popular Spanish-speaking talk show called El Show de Cristina, a.k.a. The Cristina Show.
Okay, The Cristina Show, I like it.
It's basically like a Spanish-speaking, like, Jenny Jones, Ricky Lake type of show.
Yeah.
So, they ran a story about the Chupacabra, which caused... the whole tale of Chupacabra to just basically explode. So that's when Chupacabra sightings started to spring up in Florida.
in Mexico, and then a few years later in Nicaragua, Spain, Chile, and Brazil.
Okay, interesting that this is a... Sorry, where's Puerto Rico? That's in Central America?
No, Puerto Rico's in the Gulf.
But what part of the Americas? This is the dumbest question I've asked on this podcast. Does it just count as North America? Is it North America?
Well, Puerto Rico is,
I feel like it is
territory
North
America. Of America. I think it's towards Cuba.
On a map, that's got to be North America because Mexico's North America. Mm-hmm. And
I think South America starts at Brazil.
Central America is Chile. Costa Rica.
Yes.
Is it central or is it north? If it was, I don't know. Anyway.
Are you asking me a philosophical question or are you just asking me like a geography question? I'll have the geography answers. Do you want to look at the map?
There's
of
a globe
Puerto Rico?
Over there.
Let me go grab it for you.
No. I guess what I'm saying is it's maybe not a coincidence that it's because as we it's the name mm-hmm. is El Chupacabra. Mm-hmm. It started in a Latin speaking country. Mm-hmm. It was publicized on a Latin TV show. Mm-hmm. And therefore, those people that have a connection to that language and those that would have probably seen the show or have some would have heard about it.
Definitely. It created the lore, I think.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. This is where the lore becomes the story, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
While more sightings of this creature did occur, more skepticism grew as well, obviously, with more critics saying that Chupacabra was nothing more than wild dogs.
Wild dogs.
That doesn't look like a wild dog.
No, and again, wild dogs rip and tear, and mm-hmm. I think that they wouldn't have killed that many.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
No, and to be honest, quote, wild dogs are sometimes like little packs of chihuahuas. Do you know what I mean? They're not like...
Well, to me, a pack of chihuahuas could be scary.
Truly scary, but it's not going to do that.
Like, no, I don't think they're going to take down a fucking
bunch
cow.
Of goats and a cow. Yeah. Cows, like, it's not
I agree.
Chickens, though, sure.
Yeah, chickens,
They wouldn't be like... burrowing into the skull of the chicken. It's not possible.
They're not draining blood.
No.
It doesn't make any sense.
There would be lots of blood and feathers.
Yes. Yes. August 30th, 2000. A farmer in Nicaragua named Jorge Luis Talvera decides he's going to stake out the chupacabra on his farm to kill it because at this point, 25 of his sheep had been killed along with 35 of his neighbor sheep.
That's crazy.
It's a lot of animals.
It's a lot.
To lose. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jorge, he sees the creature of the night, lets out a shot, and kills it.
Mm.
A veterinarian comes out and examines the creature and describes it as odd. And it has large eye cavities, smooth bat-like skin, large claws and teeth, and has a crest sticking out.
Okay, like
from its main vertebrae.
Okay.
So I think that's almost like a hunch.
Sure.
Type of thing. So it's not like exactly the same thing as like Madeline described, but similar.
Sure.
But
do they have a photo?
No.
Bullshit.
So after examining this creature, the veterinarian thinks it's some sort of genetically altered hybrid creature between a wolf and a crocodile.
God, okay.
And this is where I think this show kind of like fucked it up for us a little bit, this talk show. So the body of the creature is sent to the National Autonomous University of Nicaragua on September 5th, 2000. The university determines that the animal is actually just a dog with mange.
Oh.
I don't know what to tell you there.
Sorry, the veterinarian didn't know what mange was?
Or a dog? Yeah, that is a huge red flag. I don't know if this farmer is making up a story.
And he's on the show talking about this?
No, he wasn't on the show.
Okay.
No. This is just after the show. This is in 2000.
He just killed a mangy dog.
Yeah.
And was like, a bunch of my sheep are dead.
Yeah. Okay. So the show airs in 1996 in March. This whole thing with this farmer, Jorge, is in August 30th of 2000. I think chupacabra lore is like widespread at this point more.
Mm-hmm.
So they send this stuff to the university. The university is like, hey, this is just a dog with mange.
Mange is truly awful. It's really very sad.
It's so sad. Yeah. Jorge, he doubles down on his claims, and he says when the university returned the body of the animal to him, it was not the animal that he sent to be tested.
Oh, okay.
He's like, fucking lying.
Okay.
This is a conspiracy.
Okay.
These people took whatever I sent them, and they sent just back a dead dog with mange.
Okay.
Which is sad.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Do with that what you will.
Yeah, what I will, and it does, it's if I believe it, then I have to wonder, at what point did it become a conspiracy? Who did they call and were like, there's something fucked up happening?
Right, yeah.
And then we would assume it was some kind of government entity who was like...
covering up everything.
We'll take this. And this was what, the 70s you said?
No, this is 2000.
It was in 2000.
Okay. We started the story in 1975.
The 2000s?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
I mean, so a government cover-up isn't abnormal, I would say, or out of reach.
I just, what I know of the possibility is that it's just not that organized.
Yeah. I agree. I agree.
And not that swift. No. You know what I mean? Nothing is swift.
It takes a long time to do anything in the bureaucracy. So it's just... But maybe if you're under the radar and you're trying to like cover up secrets like this, maybe you are moving swiftly as opposed to.
And this is in Puerto Rico?
Yes. No, Nicaragua. Nicaragua. Yeah.
Oh, so see, I don't even know. Yes, I imagine it's even. Okay, then maybe it's. Yeah. Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's just saying they sent something back that wasn't what I sent them.
Okay.
Whether or not that's true, we don't know. I couldn't find a photo. Okay. So in June 2007 in Cuero, Texas, a naturopathic doctor named Phyllis Cannon returned home to her ranch in the area. So she claims while driving up her driveway in broad daylight, she sees a hairless canine figure with bluish gray flesh. She then finds one of her chickens dead and drained of blood.
Okay.
For the next few days, there are more attacks on her chickens, so Phyllis sets up some cameras to try to capture what's going on, but she doesn't get anything on camera. So a few weeks later in July, one of her neighbors calls her and tells her that he sees a chupacabra that had been hit by a car, and it's dead on the side of the road.
Okay.
She then gets another call that another chupacabra had been found dead.
There's like a pack of them?
I guess.
Okay.
She goes and grabs both these creatures and brings them back to her ranch. She then gets DNA from both of them and sends it off to be tested for DNA. She claims that she has had 5 labs test these DNA samples from these two creatures that she found, and the DNA does not match anything that they have in the archive. But... this statement is very misleading.
Okay.
Because there are matches to some animals in the DNA profile.
Okay.
Specifically on the paternal side, it's Mexican wolf. And on the maternal side, it's coyote.
Okay.
So she's making this claim that like, oh, like I got this tested for DNA. And they say it doesn't match anything that they have. But it does match stuff.
It's a canine.
It's a canine of some sort.
Hmm.
But she's trying to... this is a woman trying to get a cash grab. I'm going to say this right now. I don't like this woman. She's saying she caught chupacabras. She's saying like it doesn't match anything in the DNA profile. But it does. It just isn't something that is a recognized species.
Okay.
But it's 2 different canines. She still has the skull of one of the specimens in the freezer. And the other one, she has taxidermied. And it's in her living room. And this is a picture of it.
Okay.
You fucking tell me what this is.
Oh, it's just a fucking dog. Wow, she really had a... it does look like it's got mange or
it's
potentially...
a fucking thing. It's a canine with mange.
Yep. It's literally just a dog, some kind of dog.
Or a coyote or something with mange.
Why would she have a taxidermy in that way?
I don't know. If you go to the next page, you can see a picture of her with it. And it's in her living room.
Ooh, I'm gathering a lot of information about this one based on this photo.
Yeah.
I don't think we'd be friendly.
This woman's full of shit. I'm putting that out there right now.
Do you think she hunted all these animals?
She's a hunter too. Yeah, so probably.
She...
oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I don't know her. And I'm not going to say anything.
So because of this story, Cuero, Texas is now known as the...
That's not...
Because of Phyllis's story. Which is bullshit.
It is.
Like, this fucking white lady who's, like, hunting animals, kills this fucking mangy coyote wolf hybrid, calls it a chupacabra. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, totally. And now it's a chupacabra capital of the world.
No, it's just a, that's just a dumb dog.
Just a dog with mange, unfortunately. Most believe that the chupacabra is some sort of coyote or wild dog with mange. I think specifically probably because of Phyllis. Because you can look at that and be like, that's a fucking dog.
Whatever that is, it's not the thing that
it's
did all the stuff.
It's not what Madeline drew. Exactly.
Yeah, it's not what did the stuff in Puerto Rico.
And like I said, I think it's definitely because of the case in Cuero. However, this doesn't really explain the early sightings in Puerto Rico, because remember, that description is very fucking different.
Yeah.
Also, coyotes and dogs do not suck blood.
No.
It's just Phyllis decided to take this folklore and run with it and capitalize on it. I think you can actually go to her house and pay to go look at this thing.
Okay. Sure. So,
yeah. I've got a lot of feelings towards this, obviously. So there is another theory that I'm going to go ahead and call a conspiracy theory. That there is a secret NASA lab down in Chile.
Okay.
That has been experimenting on creating some sort of animal hybrid.
A NASA lab?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
There's one theory is, okay, they're creating some sort of hybrid animal. Or they have some sort of alien life form. And some of them got out. Ended up in Puerto Rico.
Okay.
And they were eventually captured, brought back. Because remember, things just stopped after a while, right?
And it went from Chile all the way to Puerto Rico?
I guess.
It's not close.
It's not close.
Okay.
Yeah, that's definitely South America.
Yeah, like that's not close.
Yeah, that's pretty far south.
Okay.
So I think this it is a conspiracy theory, for sure.
Silly.
It's fun.
Sure.
I will entertain it in the entertainment category. I'm not going to be like, oh, yes, that's absolutely what happened. So another theory out there is that the chupacabra is actually an extraterrestrial life form, like we talked about earlier. And from what I've read, this is more just talking about kind of the early sightings from Madeline's sketch. And it's not this like mangy dog shit in Texas.
Yeah.
So everyone's looking at the stuff that Madeline drew. They're like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Like you said, they're like, that's a fucking alien.
Yeah.
That's not anything we've seen.
No.
But Madeline's story has evolved this whole concept of chupacabra, unfortunately. Because like you Google chupacabra, now it looks like a fucking dog.
Yeah, there's so many. It does usually have the weird
hunch.
Skinny.
It's almost like a werewolf.
Doesn't it have the skinny fingers?
Yeah, but it has ears like a dog. It usually is on all fours like a dog.
Oh, yeah. Like turned into.
It's evolved because of Phyllis's story.
Yeah, there's a lot of different types of photos of it. Again, like any good cryptid, it takes all types.
I feel like Bigfoot is very different in the sense that like it really hasn't evolved in that way, which is nice. So other theories that the whole chupacabra lore is just made up and maybe an urban legend or folktale gone awry. But there were still animals being killed in Puerto Rico by something, and something was draining its blood. So I don't know how you say that that wasn't real or that was folklore, right?
Sure.
It's just like, where are you supposed to go from there?
That's crazy.
And some people say that because the animals, like, weren't examined and there wasn't, like, ever, like, a formal report or anything that, like, that actually, none of that actually happened.
Okay.
I don't know how I feel about that part of it, because there were people that went out and looked at this stuff. And there were farmers that were saying, like, this happened. And it feels weird to just completely discredit these people who are, like, losing livestock. These aren't, like, people like, oh, I had a pet sheep and something drained its blood. But, no, these are, like, people who are, like, this is my farm. Something is killing me, these animals, in this weird fucking way.
Yeah.
And so just write it off in that sense doesn't seem fair, if that makes sense.
Sure.
So I don't know if I want to just say, like, it's just an urban legend or folklore. I think the stuff that's happening in Cuero, Texas is definitely just folklore and urban legend created by this woman.
Sure.
And we'll continue to slander her. But yeah, I don't know. For lack of a better word. So
From eerie tales in the Puerto Rican hillsides to sightings stretching across the Americas, this mysterious creature has captured imaginations and sparked debates for decades. Whether you believe it's a cryptid, a misunderstood animal, some sort of otherworldly being, or just a product of folklore and fear, one thing is clear. The chupacabra remains an icon of the unknown. And that's chupacabra.
Hide your sheep, hide your goats.
Hide your wife.
They're draining everybody's blood out here.
It's weird, I would say. I think, I don't know.
Something was going on down there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the earliest, I think before that talk show,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
there was some legitimate shit happening. People were like freaked out. They're like, what the hell's killing our sheep, our mm-hmm. goats, our cows, whatever. But then that talk show happened. I get it. Like, why wouldn't you do a talk show segment about this?
Yeah, totally.
But it also created a lot of weird lore yeah. around the whole situation. And that's when it went off the rails a little bit.
Yeah. But now it is just a fun... They have, like, Mexican bars and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Named there's a chupacabra in Seattle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's still there, but it was once upon a time there.
I think it's still there.
I went once, but it's been many, many years.
Yeah, I don't know anymore. But yeah, I mean, it's a cryptid
mm-hmm.
of some sort, or it's an alien.
The lore lives on.
The lore keeps going. Mm-hmm. She's out there. She's
legend.
Sucking blood.
And creepy. Nobody knows what the fuck it looks like or what it is.
I think Madeline has a better description, for sure, than, yeah.
That image... I'm more likely to be like, sure, okay, that thing could
do some weird shit.
Do some skull drilling somehow.
Right, with their fangs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something could happen there.
Yeah, it is really interesting to me, like, how much it evolved
mm-hmm.
from that picture that Madeline drew to what Phyllis has in her fucking living room.
I know. Crazy.
You're calling it the same thing, though. That could have just been a whole other cryptid
mm-hmm.
at that point. True. That could have been a werewolf. I don't know.
That's true.
But... yeah, I don't know. It's
fun.
It's fun. It's
it
creepy.
Fun.
It's fun. It's a good time.
I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah,
that's our little cryptid episode this week.
Spooky. It's a spooky.
It's a spooky. Yeah, we had to do a couple little tidbit episodes to make sure that Meg makes her dinner on time.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Very nice.
Punctual. Gang, punctual for you.
I do stay. I stay on time.
You do? I guess I'm the one that's always late.
Right, that's fair. I don't think always.
I was on time today.
Totally.
Because I knew we were on like a...
Somewhat of a... Yeah, I mean, just because we could get carried away.
Yes, also. I mean, yeah. We definitely went off the rails a little bit earlier, but we won't talk about that. I gave you that sound pad and you're like, oh my God.
The power.
If you have a suggestion of a sound we should add to the sound pad, we've got 4 slots.
4. Oh my God, amazing.
Yeah,
so many just let us films.
Know. Drop a comment.
All right, how are you going to wrap this bitch up?
I did. Let's I gave see. You a paragraph.
Okay.
Well, I don't know.
Say it.
Just say it. Oh, right. Until next time.
Stay grueling curious. We're all
love. Bye.
Thank you so much for listening. Music by Alex Kingston and Adam McKinnon. For podcast photos and updates, follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Grimly Podcast. Be sure to rate and review, and we will see you next week for another episode. Bye, bitch!
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.